Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you. People at least 400 years before Jesus heard these words penned by the prophet Zechariah, which appear today in our gospel reading, as it points out that Jesus fulfilled these words written, penned by Zechariah, inspired by the Holy Spirit. They heard that a king was coming. They heard that he would be humble and mounted on a donkey. And then he came, riding on a donkey in fulfillment of those words. But he didn't look like much of a king, especially when less than a week later, that king was impaled on wooden beams, beaten and bloody, with a crown, but not of gold, of thorns. It looked like a mockery of him. It didn't look like their king had come to them. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you. Perhaps the daughter of Zion, the people of God, needed to look for another king. But this was their king. That king triumphed over the greatest enemies, their sin, their death, and the devil that wants to take every last person with him to eternal fire. This king here on the cross defeated all those enemies. He defeated those enemies when he was punished in our place for our sins. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you. And by being punished for us and paying the price for us, he won for us the privilege of being born again into his kingdom, to be his subjects, and so that he could be our gracious king. For us to be his very own people. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you. And behold, this king came to you when he buried you in baptism and gave you new birth. Then you truly could be the people of God, the daughter of Zion. Those who are loved and cared for by the King of the universe, so that you become his children. Behold, you became the daughter of Zion. Behold, your king came to you. So Jesus came in the past. He came to the people of Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. He came and won salvation for them. He came to you who are baptized when he came to you in your baptism. But these words, say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, were not only for the people of the past or just for you in the past, but then they are to be forgotten now. No, we are to remember these words now. We still need to be told, as the church, the people of God, behold, your king is coming to you. Because he didn't only come in the past, he is still coming. He is still coming at the end, at his second coming, his second advent. He is your king who has died for you to make you his child, a part of his kingdom. And he is coming to you to rescue you once and for all from sin and from its effects, to rescue you from viruses and suffering and death. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you. Say to New Hope Lutheran Church, behold, your king is coming to you. He is coming again on the clouds with power and great glory to gather all his redeemed, all the subjects of his kingdom. And we, his people, long for his coming. We long to be in his house and to worship him forever and to be in his presence forever. We long to be done with sin and death. We long to be clothed in white robes with palm branches in our hands, as we read of in the book of Revelation. Not in old Jerusalem here, but with palm branches in our hands in the new Jerusalem. The subjects of this gracious King, Jesus Christ, long for the kingdom of God to come. We who've been redeemed from slavery to sin and transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, we long to see that kingdom of glory in all its fullness on the last day. And so we rejoice to hear this message. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you. And we, the people of God, the daughter of Zion, say, amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Come now and deliver us. But it is not only on the last day that our king is coming to us. Our king is coming to us now. Our king comes now in his body and his blood. He is truly present. He will be truly present on this altar. He is truly coming into your mouths for the forgiveness of your sins. He is truly coming here to give life and salvation. He is truly coming to strengthen us in faith toward him and in fervent love toward one another. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you. And he is truly coming to each of you, personally and individually. Here, when the body of Christ is given to you, and your name is spoken, you know that here, the King of the universe is coming to you. Your King who has died and shed this blood that goes into your mouth for you. The blood goes into your mouth and says that your sins are forgiven. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you. And what is our response? The response of the daughter of Zion, the people of God? It is what was said on Palm Sunday and what we sing in the Sanctus. Shortly before our king comes to us in his body and blood, we sing, blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, hosanna, hosanna in the highest. Our King, Jesus Christ, comes in the name of the Lord with the authority of God, for he is God himself. He comes as a king who is blessed with the favor of Almighty God, for he comes to suffer and die and win for us the favor of God. And so to the one who is God and man, who alone has perfectly lived life as a man in our place, and who has the favor of God, and who comes with the authority of God, to this one we cry, Hosanna. That word, Hosanna, means save us. We cry out to be saved to the King who comes to us in his body and blood. And he does save here, as he gives us the forgiveness of sins. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you. Yes, fellow redeemed of God, your king is coming to you. He is coming here in his body and blood, and he is coming on the last day. And in response, we long to have him here in his body and blood. We long to see him in all his glory on the last day and be with him forever in the New Jerusalem. And so in response to the words, behold, your king is coming to you, we reply with the people on Palm Sunday and the saints for many, many generations, blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, hosanna, hosanna in the highest.